All right, Deshaun, with the Hawks being 7-3 in the middle of this homestand, they get the win over New Orleans, get the win over Milwaukee. Now it's time for what Hawks fans and what I would have said coming into the season, you start circling, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win, that's a loss. You saw the Utah Jazz after they traded away Donovan Mitchell, after they traded away Rudy Gobert, and this is a depleted squad. This is a squad who is going to try to be in the NBA lottery odds for, you said his name earlier, Victor Wembanyama?
Whataburger? Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. Victor
Wembanyama. Try saying that three times fast.
Yeah, who's been an incredible talent. But everybody's in the sweepstakes for that this season. You would have assumed the Utah Jazz were in those sweepstakes trying to get the best player as they reload that team and really transition from a long period of Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. Except Deshaun Tate, the Utah Jazz are first in the Western Conference. Let me get this record right, because it doesn't even make sense to me. They are 9-3. 9-3, better. Man. That's two games better than Phoenix, Portland, and Denver. It's just insane to me. What are your expectations as the Hawks come up and host this really, really hot Utah Jazz team?
This is a hot Utah team that has not played together. They got talent. They got some young talent. A little older talent when you start looking at Kelly Olynyk, a veteran in this league. Utah just sounds like the perfect type of market and place for him. A Mike Conley Jr. who has been around the block for quite some time. You got some guys who are just like appearing to be scoring machine, Jordan Clarkson's end of the year award winning type. Malik Beasley, who's still trying to find his way in this league. Just being smart, playing smart, definitely a great basketball player. Keep his brain screwed on straight between the ears, and he's good. Colin Sexton, who this, market in Atlanta knows a lot about. Yeah. He's going to be so mean defensively, and you know it. One of my favorite players in the league. And just the re-emergence of Lauri Markkanen, like they look like they got a bunch of. This is what I love about this Utah team. They look like they got a bunch of dudes with a whole lot of different personalities. Like it doesn't even look like it's a good, you got the just a whole bunch of stuff that just doesn't go together. You know what I mean? It's like you got, all right, what we having tonight? All right, that's cool. So we're gonna have some tacos. We're gonna have some cheeseburgers. We gonna have
leftovers in the fridge.
I don't know how they do it. Where you from, Caleb? I'm Midwest. So when we do our fried catfish, red hot sauce, or Louisiana, whichever way you want to go with it, we do the spaghetti. I'm talking about pot of spaghetti. I'm not talking about that stuff they do since I've been moved here. That weird noodles and then on top the sauce. No, it's got to be already mixed in. It's got to be the pot. We do the fish and spaghetti, okay, and we do the garlic bread. Okay, salad, red Kool-Aid, not cherry, red Kool-Aid. And that's different place.
But let me take your analogy a little bit further, Deshaun Tate.
Okay.
This Utah Jazz team, the thing that's so crazy about them, they're not the big potluck. This isn't fresh. This isn't young rookie talent. This is day two. Get it out the fridge. Heat it up in the microwave.
Heat it up. Okay.
Because they've been somewhere else. They've been somewhere else. All Lauri Markkanen. You think about. Didn't know what you were necessarily going to get out of him. You talked about Sexton. I think of. Who else is, Mike Conley's been a journeyman for a long time. Jordan Clarkson was too before he came to Utah. Like all of these guys have been somewhere else. And the crazy thing is, and this happens sometimes, you heat up some leftovers and you're like, man, that kind of tasted better than it did the first time.
It does. It's leftovers.
That That's what it feels like this Utah Jazz team is there some really good taste in leftovers that you didn't expect it to be? And I have to say, too, and you know, obviously, a lot of the time you give credit to the players, as you should. However, when we can start talking about Will Hardy and what he's been able to do running this team, and you also think, like, this is a guy who came from making Ime Udoka look really good with the Boston Celtics. Was Will Hardy really more of the, like, the mastermind of this whole thing? Because the way he's putting together this Jazz team, I just completely, completely stunned.
Isn't he the youngest coach in the league? Like, I think my little nephew is older than him. Like,
I believe so. I believe so.
I think, that's the beauty of it, is when you have all of these what appears to be different personalities in a very unattractive to most people market. I've been to Salt Lake City, Utah before. Right when Trey got drafted, I did 5 days, help me God, in Salt Lake City, Utah, where the All-Star Weekend is going to be this year.
Oh, no.
Turned around and
really
went straight to Vegas and did 5 days there. So I got my own feelings about Utah and the food. Don't get me started. We don't have enough time for all of that. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust this person.
Well,
but
look, the one thing I
a
think
way to put it all together. It's like we got to go into.
I was just going to say, like, the one thing that I always point to when it comes to the Utah Jazz is the fact of, you know, you talk about, like, getting guys to want to, like, Gordon Hayward did not want to stay in Utah. That should be all anyone needs to know.
You pinned the tail right on the donkey on that one. But with that being said, it's like they're finding all of these little different things. You're hungry, you gain when grocery shopping, you know you should have did it days ago, like all of these different things. Now we got to make up some sort of sandwich. So I don't even really have two whole pieces of bread that I like. I got the end pieces. Okay, you got the end pieces of the bread. You got a little, you got a little bit of mayo left. It ain't even enough to put mayo on both bread, some pieces of bread. It's only really enough for one. You're trying to make do. You're trying to actually put just a little drop of water in there and shake it up to make a little bit more mayo. Like, you just picking stuff out from here and there. Don't ask me where that came from, but that'll help you out later with your hot sauce if you run low. But all of these different things just to make your sandwich, and you end up making something out of nothing, some kind of fried bologna, some of the best stuff with less. Frank and Bean, you name it. With that, that is Utah. So I know we got to get to the other team because we're kind of right up against, but, you know, I'm impressed by what they've been able to do. They're the number one team in the West, coming off of playing against the number one team in the NBA, the Atlanta Hawks. I think some of it is going to depend on Trae Young, but the emotions is riding high. They just cannot afford to be feeling like we beat we knocked off our nemesis of New York in the Garden again, and we took down Zion and the Pelicans, everybody healthy when they were hot. And the number one, you cannot overlook the Utah Jazz. That's going to be the biggest deciding factor. Because next thing, you got Philly coming in, and they're a really tough team. And beating those guys, they're going to be really, really tough. James Harden playing or not.
Yeah, I think to piggyback off what you were saying, like, the big thing here is that, you know, beating the Knicks, beating the Pelicans, beating the Bucks, you didn't hoist a trophy after that. Yeah. There were no championships handed out after any of those games. It's still the regular season. They were big games, no doubt. And yet, when you face the Jazz, like, and maybe it's good that the Jazz are really good, because it seems like right now the Hawks are really picking it up when they play these really, really good teams, and maybe not playing up to the level of, obviously it was early in the season, but to some lesser competition. So I'm really curious to see how this Hawks team handles the Jazz. And then obviously we'll have a lot of time on Thursday to be able to talk about the Sixers, because I think that's a mess right now, and I'm very curious to see how things kind of, you know, unfold as they continue playing. Deshaun, I did. Before we get out of here, I wanted to ask you about something because I was so stunned by it as you were sitting next to me at State Farm Arena this weekend. The Hawks do an incredibly fun in-game activity to get the fans motivated, to get the fans on their feet, cheering really loud. In the fourth quarter, they have the foul shot, F-O-W-L, sponsored, of course, by Chick-fil-A. When the opposing team, if they miss two free throws, everybody in the arena gets free Chick-fil-A. And I'll tell you, I'm the first one. I grab my phone, and as soon as that second one misses, I'm pulling it out, and I'm getting that free Chick-fil-A sandwich, and I'm going into what I think they give you like 3 days to go and get it. I could not believe, Deshaun Tate, and you've got to explain this to me on the record so you can help me understand why you looked at me as we were sitting there Saturday night and you went, I hate this so much. What is your issue with the Hawks foul shot? And why do you not want the fans to get their free Chick-fil-A sandwich?
I think it's a great promotion. I think it's awesome. Everybody loves Chick-fil-A. Who doesn't love Chick-fil-A? It originated here in Atlanta. I get a Dorf House, the whole nine. Dude. You said what?
Look, at my wedding, me and my wife had a Chick-fil-A food truck, and that was the food. We didn't want fancy dining or anything like that. We wanted Chick-fil-A.
Interesting. Fun fact. Didn't know that, but I like it. Do it your own way. You don't have to do it the traditional way that everybody else does everything. I love it. Here's my deal. Why do we have to be giving out something for free for the crowd to be as loud and crazy as we know that they should be anyway? The crowd is louder for a chance at receiving a free chicken sandwich than they are in the winding moments, 0 seconds essentially left on the clock. Okay. The other team's at the free throw line. The game is tied. All right, and you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't add up for me. It's the fan base. You need to be loud like that all the time. So it's not about Chick-fil-A. It's not about the chicken sandwich. I'm just not in love with the idea that there's a significant difference. Like, the number one team, and I know we're just barely into the second week of the NBA season. The number one team in the NBA came in here on yesterday. Think about this. There was a point in time where I don't know if y'all remember how depressed you were, or you might have applied this to your football or your baseball or your Braves or your Falcons or whatever, but I was depressed as hell not having no basketball during COVID, not being able to put your butts in the seats and all these different things. I understand this is what makes the moment. Forget about the free stuff. Forget about the, you know, selling the experience, Tinder night and all this. Basketball games. I need you to be loud as if I'm selling you a Chick-fil-A combo. Forget about just the sandwich. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to this. So it's not a thing about Chick-fil-A. I need you to be like that all the time. Milwaukee came in. There is no Trey. A lot of people, probably in the back of their minds, didn't want to say it. But when they found out Giannis' plan, maybe didn't want to believe that the Hawks could still win this game. You know what I'm talking about, Caleb. I saw y'all leaving early already. Y'all ain't that much in a rush to get to Chick-fil-A to cash in this chicken sandwich. Leaving early. This is the number. Don't get me started, Caleb. The fan base, I'm a little disappointed. Got to be a little bit better, not just when it comes to the foul shot and Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches, which, by the way, a little extra butter. A little extra pickle on that for your boy, please, and thank you. Let me get my buffalo sauce and we good.
I think part of it is, look, the Hawks play 41 home games. There's a lot of games. There's a lot of meaningless basketball getting played a lot of times in that fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. On Monday, for the good, because the Hawks were dealing with a blowout. So I think any way to get some fan engagement is a good thing. I hear you, Deshaun, that you don't need to have to motivate the fans to get up and cheer. However, I will say Monday night against the Bucks, Hawks fans in the third quarter at the free throw line were
was loud.
Extremely loud, especially when it, you know, but so
there's that significant difference though, Caleb. You can't tell me you don't hear. You almost gotta have your headphones that you have on now that they give the little babies when they go to the game. Like, it gets significantly different.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I say kudos to the Hawks promotions department for thinking of that, for Chick-fil-A for sponsoring it, because either way, it's a win-win. Like, the fans win and the team wins. I know you shouldn't have to motivate them, whatever you want to say. It's regular season basketball, and while the Hawks need to take regular season basketball very seriously, I know it's difficult for fans because it's like, you know, it's before Thanksgiving. Do these games even matter yet? You know, should I really be that locked in yet? And yet the Hawks found a way to motivate the people. So don't hate on the Chick-fil-A foul shot, but I do understand the frustration with the fans and that you don't need that additional element. But hey, I'll take anything over what the Atlanta Falcons did a few years ago where they were pumping in crowd noise. Just don't do that. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, no, seriously. And I know we got a wrap, but I'm going to give you one last thing here, Caleb. Chick-fil-A. You get your nuggets or you could put it on the sandwich, however you want to go with it. Have you had the honey barbecue? What is it called? The honey roasted barbecue sauce.
Yes, I have.
Is that not the real deal?
I've actually transitioned recently to, I'm big on the sweet sriracha.
Sweet sriracha. Because I'm a sauce dude. Like, I might not eat anything. I can put sauce on sauce.
So we just found that about each other then. Because I'm a sauce connoisseur. Like, okay. I got the
Don't play
the
with me, Caleb. I'm here.
You open the refrigerator and in the door.
There's nothing but sauce. There's nothing but sauce. Yeah.
Okay. So that's Deshaun. I know the people listening are like, what does this have to do with anything? We're learning each other. Yeah.
Everything.
We're learning each other as we go.
No, they're going to go and try it. Your sweet sriracha, my honey roasted barbecue. And if you need something to gulp it down with, get the lemonade fruit punch mix. Heaven.
I've never done that, and I probably will really soon now because that sounds really interesting. That gives me something to look forward to, and anyone listening or watching this should look forward to us coming back on Thursday. We're going to have another podcast, obviously, after the Utah Jazz game as the Hawks head into wrapping up their homestand, heading into the road against the Sixers, and there'll be a lot more, I'm sure, that we'll get to discuss by the time we reach Thursday. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Nothing But Nest. I'm Caleb Johnson. For my co-host, Deshaun Tate, have a good one.